WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz! It's all about the buzz.
This one's for you, Buzz.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Oh, no, not that one, Buzz.
Tell me, are you wearing tie-dye underwear? Are you wearing any underwear at all?
What's the word from Planet Crepa?
Rude, thoughtless little pigs. Don and Mike.
Hey, tomorrow on the show, Homovember.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
He's here. The gayest Thanksgiving show ever. Homo Joe, and get ready for this now. It's going to be integrated. Not only will we have gay men, but we'll have lesbian women.
Oh, wow. Yes, daddy like. Well,
gay men.
Daddy like a lot.
Lesbian women and a live performance by DC drag diva Blair Michaels.
Oh, fantastic.
All of this tomorrow in beautiful gay surround smell-o-vision. I'm not sure what you would call this. Homo-vision?
Homo-vision is perfect.
I like that.
Homo vision is exciting. I didn't know we were going to have lesbians, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'll wear a top hat.
Well,
and nothing else.
I guess Joe Ardinger, not Homo Joe, was talking to Homo Joe. And,
right.
And Homo Joe said there have been so many responses from lesbians.
Sure. Absolutely.
Saying, how come this is a sausage party only?
I think that's discrimination. Good I think question. We should incorporate all gays into our lifestyle.
The community has been clamoring.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So, gay is as gay does. That's tomorrow on the show, Homovember.
And with Blair Michaels, you get a little bit of both.
Yeah, and you never know which.
Right.
Also, don't forget to check out our website, donandmikewebsite.com.
Right.
And our sister site, firejoegibbs.com.
Which is getting an overwhelming amount of hits.
Right. And also, hello to the girl next door.
Ah, yes. Well, we didn't notice that much with the last break because there's a lady that's been changing
clothes.
Say. Really not changing. We really, it's far away. We're not like peeping
we're
Toms.
Pretty sure.
It is finally what we've been praying for. Our studios are next to an apartment building that's been
renovated.
Been
refurbished.
Just for the last year and a half, they've been tearing it down, building it back up.
Mm-hmm. It's a condo.
Doesn't even look like anyone's living in half of the units. Well, today, there's a woman who is pulling on her jeans, putting on her top.
Right.
Checking herself out.
Yeah, and we were too. And we weren't making any secret of it. And I think that she's either seeing us and not caring or she's not noticing. And she didn't even notice when you waved.
There was five of us standing out on the porch in front of the radio station
swearing
at her. Five guys at the same time saying, take your top off.
But that wasn't the big story from the last break. When we went outside in the last break, it was the smell of grape soda. Buzz and I smelled grape soda or grape Kool-Aid.
It's always something.
And
here.
I mean, it's always something. It's either styrofoam floating from the sky. Uh-huh. I think we're all going to have like a third eye after working outside.
Yeah, there are many health hazards where we work. But I'll tell you it makes
today,
it all worthwhile.
Sure. We've been waiting. How long have we been waiting for this? For over a year.
Yeah. Finally, there was a woman really changing her clothes in front of her high-rise window.
I've still got a crick in my neck.
And we were watching her.
Right.
I haven't had a grape soda in over 27 hours.
We're not sure. It turned from grape soda to electrical fire.
Yeah.
We're not quite sure where it came from.
Well, that's what I like in a grape soda.
But I mean, when
taste of ozone.
When you're outside of our building here at on Rockville Pike, you could actually go outside, and there are different odors that we've gotten time and time again. It's a very strange place to be.
Were you standing to Joe when you picked up this
Joe
odor?
Was the last one to come out, and he said, sounds like somebody fried an alternator.
Can we please stop talking about the smell and talk about the girl?
I'm sorry. Because the girl was not in the window during the last break.
Would you look out the window right now?
Yeah,
you,
I've got a bird's eye view.
You can see the window to the apartment.
She's up there. I'm not lying.
She's at the window right now.
She is at the window right now.
You're kidding.
She's fluffing her hair.
Oh, she's fluffing her hair.
Turn the light down.
I thought she was waving. But yeah, there she is.
Yeah, she just walked away from the window.
Long, dark hair.
She just walked away. She does have long, dark hair.
You can hear Don riffling the blinds.
Right.
Please don't pull those blinds down.
Here, there again. She's putting on her jacket.
Oh, putting on a
she's
jacket.
She's going out for the evening.
Yeah.
I'm going to wave to her and say, will you cut it out with that light, please, for God's sake?
I thought she was done.
Give me the bullhorn.
God.
Give me the bullhorn.
Here's the deal. She uses the window as a mirror, so she's not seeing us.
All right. Don's Rob's getting the bullhorn. She's away from the window again.
And
she's
there,
away from
there
the window.
She goes.
What are you going to do with the bullhorn?
Going to go yell at her.
Why?
Not mainly.
Well, you'll ruin it.
Yeah.
This is something that should be cultivated.
This is a secret.
This should be cultivated. No. We won't be able to hear you. You're going to be outside.
Probably open the door. You'll hear him.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. He's going outside now. He's outside.
She's still not at the window.
Let's hear.
It scared the crows.
He's scaring her. You're scaring her.
I scared the crows.
There is an emergency.
No, there's not an emergency. Stop it. You're ruining our fun. If you do that, she'll never come by again. Yes, he is.
Yes, you are.
No, stop it. Oh, she's now. She's. I see her head. Yes, she's at the window. Yes, I do.
She's at the window.
Wave. Now she's looking. She's not waving.
She's.
She's just staring down at him now. There she's going now. She's gone. She's gone forever. Wait, now she's still there.
I don't know if she can see us or hear us.
I don't know if she can see us or hear us either.
I love you.
Oh, God.
She's out of sight.
She's out of sight now. Out of sight, out of mind. Did you see? How do you like that? When you're just standing there staring down at you. What is that lunatic doing down there?
Oh, God.
Wow.
Will she ever come back? That is the question. I'm not quite sure. Oh, the light is turned off now.
Oh.
The light is turned off.
Show's over.
But she was getting ready to go out. She's putting her jacket on. She had her purse.
We'll watch her every night.
She's on her way over.
Yes. And you just.
Rob.
What is she? What is the
God
deal?
Damn it, Rob.
What is the deal with. What?
Scared of the dark.
Jesus Christ.
Can you be any more asexual?
I know. I mean, it's women.
Hold on. You know what it is? I forgot.
What?
He's having his balls cut off tomorrow.
Okay, now hold it.
Hold it, he says hold it.
It's just a consultation, and they won't cut my balls off.
Here's the deal. What are you doing, Mike?
All the lights. Get away.
It's a war of
get
the lights.
Stop it.
Get away.
Stop it.
Get away.
Stop
don't
it.
Don't fight, guys.
All right. There we go.
The deal is that
we Rob, stop that, damn it.
We keep trying to turn the lights off in here so we can see this woman
hey,
in her
Don,
apartment.
Right. I'd like to do the show this way every day.
I am blind.
Oh, that's right. Your thingy over there, the instant replay, doesn't have lights, does it? It doesn't have the, unless you press it, that's when the light goes off.
Welcome to Night Calls on the Donna Mike Show.
She's
tonight.
Gone. Yeah. She's long gone.
She'll be back.
Tomorrow is promised to no one as we do the show in the total dark.
That sounds like Clint Eastwood.
Why you turn the light on, fag?
Hey, stop. I'm not a fag. Stop it.
No, here's what was just happening. So we have the lights in the studio off so we can see this woman across the street.
Right.
And as soon as we get done looking at her, Rob cannot wait to turn on every light in this
insanely
room.
Insanely so, like obsessive compulsive so.
Mm-hmm. The way the studio should be.
Well, it's the way the studio should be, but we were looking out the window.
But we were done.
No, we weren't done.
We're never done.
Thank you, Buzz. That's right.
That's right.
God. Never done.
Never done.
Don't forget Kevin Costner, what he said in The Untouchables. Never fight. Never quit. Never quit. Never never quit fighting until the fight is over.
Right.
Isn't exactly. that what he says to Capone at the end yes. of that movie? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Never turn the lights on while we're looking at a chick getting dressed next door.
Now, with the bullhorn, that could have gone two ways. She's either going to be there again or she's never coming to that window again.
She'll be back.
I bet it enamored her towards us.
You might be right.
I would think
you might
so.
Be totally correct.
Unless what's... she's deaf.
Who were those sexy fat men that were staring at her?
She heard you because she came to the window and looked down. It's the first time she was really looking down. It was a special moment. God, we're pathetic.
God, she's hot.
We are so totally
I
pathetic.
I think she likes us.
We go outside, and there's so little going on around here that we look at birds, uh-huh. we talk about poop,
uh-huh.
we smell grape soda, uh-huh. and we look at one woman in an entire high-rise who's fully clothed.
Joe says he saw her in her thong.
Yeah, that's what Joe said. I think maybe he's right, though, because she was in the process.
I walked in right as the first time I saw her was when she was just trying to fit into those jeans.
She was kind of adjusting the jeans, as women do, which is fun to watch, too.
Yeah. Oh, she... You know, honey, next time just lay on the bed.
Hey, honey, Well, it looks like she's on a platform up there.
God damn it, honey. Just lay down on the bed and pull those jeans up.
That was fun.
For that, we thank her.
Made the afternoon.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hi, Donna, Mike.
How are you anyway?
I'm well.
We got a break.
Yes, we do.
We'll be right back with the news.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Live from Club Media Corner, it's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, there.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Ooh, it's that whole Xbox Rock Band thing today.
I thought we were fantastic. I thought we were the bomb.
The show is all over the goddamn place today. Now here, finally, with a little bit of news and comments, here is our friend Ringo Buzz, Guy J, Birdley, Michael Elston, and Cocksmith Newsman. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Ham.
We are so... We are so displeased with the direction this country's taken. It appears we'd rather see a change of direction instead of experience.
Buzz?
Yes?
No. We all feel bad for you that you're not going to have a turkey on Thanksgiving.
Oh, I think it'll be all right. The important thing is that I'm with friends. And I am going to have a turkey this weekend, so it'll be great.
But on the day?
On the day itself.
It's always nice to have that bird.
You're having what Mike said.
I took a Thanksgiving quiz this morning, I swear to God.
Uh-huh. You're having ham.
And the answer was 90%. 90% of Americans eat turkey on Thanksgiving. I thought it was
the answer is 100%.
82%, and then there were two other, it's 90% of Americans.
That seems low.
That was the correct answer.
Yeah, the veggies, whatever, you know, the vegetarians.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna.
Buzz will be eating ham, and Mike mentioned that, and I just felt I had to
ham and
jump in it.
Really.
I feel for him. I truly feel for Buzz that he's going to be eating ham on Thanksgiving.
Can't stuff a ham.
No.
What was
no
mean?
Cavity.
Right.
I'll have ham and turkey.
Yeah, on the weekend.
Yeah, the weekend.
Right. You got to make your own, though, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Good sandwich, though, ham and turkey.
Yeah. It is, actually. We're so unhappy with the direction this country's taken, it appears we'd prefer a change of direction over experience, and that's why Barack Obama is pulling ahead of the woman we thought might be unstoppable. Obama has pulled ahead of Hillary Clinton in the Iowa caucus, which now stands 30% for him, 26% for her, and 22% for Edwards.
Pardon me for uno momento.
Sure.
No shock here, disclosure.
Uh-huh.
I'm for Hillary.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I get some propaganda from the Hillary Clinton, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And one of the things was that guy Dick Morris.
Yep.
Right.
They sent out, Hillary sent an alert, watch the Hannity and Combs show.
Okay.
So I turned it on last night, and Dick Morris came out and said that the Clintons have a bombshell about Obama, and they are just waiting now that he's starting to spike, they're waiting to open a can of whoop-ass on him.
Really?
They got something on him.
That was first reported by columnist and douchebag Robert Novak. That's where that story originally came
from.
Point
out, though, that columnist and douchebag Robert Novak generally gets the story, though.
Yeah, that is true, even with all that Spygate crap.
I mean,
he got it. I mean, he may have, you know, it may have been against the law for the guys that leaked it to him, but it was an accurate story that Valerie Plame was a CIA operative.
So I'm just wondering, as you say this, and I've noticed this, too, that, you know, in the Iowa caucuses, Barack Obama's going ahead. How much of a lead does he have to get until if the Clintons got something, they pull it out?
And it also speaks to, you know, almost like polls, you can't pay attention to polls. You can't pay attention to debates because the debate, I thought, was Hillary's evening. And, you know, right after that, all of a sudden, Obama starts to go in front. I like both of these candidates,
sure.
But it's interesting to see the way this is playing out.
Do you think it's going to be the Clintons tell everyone that he's black?
It seems to me that there's almost nothing you could say about that guy that they hadn't said about Slick Willie already.
Right. Smokes.
Like, what's the worst thing they're going to say? What if he's got a kid out of wedlock?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like no Clinton cares. Didn't. Like if he's banged other women, like Clinton didn't.
And it also speaks to the fact that when you are talking about Robert Novak, you are talking about a Republican operative. I mean, that is somebody who leans right, and who knows whether, you know, how significant the bombshell is going to be.
All I know is that I got the propaganda email from the Hillary and 08 campaign that said, watch this show for a little nugget last night.
Whatever the case may be, I think the Democrats have to figure this out and pull together a little bit, because if they start eating their young early on and it goes deep into the campaign, that's not going to help anybody.
The election's still nearly a year away.
Mm-hmm.
A survey shows that 55% of the likely voters in Iowa prefer new direction and new ideas to strength and experience. Only 33% preferred strength and experience over new directions and new ideas. And now, the CBS News writers have okay to strike. Quoting a New York advertising executive, that couldn't come at a worse time.
Incredible!
He's talking about the fact that CBS is already dealing with an entertainment writer strike and the fact that the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric is getting trampled in the ratings.
That bitch!
Today's show, Wanna Be the Early Show, is also in last place. Both that and the Katie Couric show written by the people who are about to go on strike. CBS says those shows will now be written by producers. In a testament to the power of Hurricane Katrina and our government's failure to quickly help the folks,
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
There you go. Whites, now because of the change, whites now control the New Orleans City Council for the first time in over 20 years.
How about you, Robbie?
Yeah!
How about you, Robbie?
Now we're going to build.
Coming back!
Yeah!
Thousands of black voters were washed away by the storm and couldn't or decided not to return. Many of them remained eligible to vote, but didn't. Quoting a local demography, many people have moved on.
White power, America.
Stop it! They've moved on.
I hate that song.
From a city that was up until recently, two-thirds black. The goal is to keep cancer from spreading without the nastiness of chemotherapy. The tool, according to a research institute in California, is an ingredient in marijuana.
Oh, lame.
Not the ingredient that gets you high, but THC.
That wasn't lame. That it used to be your weed tape.
It's another ingredient called CBD.
Are you on a mailing list? Are you on a flippin' mailing list?
It's a tree. We call it a tree. In the lab, it has stopped the growth. This chemical has stopped the growth of aggressive brain tumor cells, and it's done the same with breast cancer cells. The researchers say the chemical seems to be especially effective against the fastest spreading forms of cancer. A chemical has not yet been tried on humans, and the researchers say, and this is the important part, you couldn't smoke enough weed to get a worthwhile dosage of CBD.
Well, that's responsible of you to report that.
Yeah, I thought so.
Try.
Yeah, he'd love to see how much it could take.
Who am I to stop you?
I hate cancer.
A word that the 1960s satire Green Acres may be returning to television reminds us the Pope has a new tractor.
I guess I'm the only one.
No, you're not.
I thought my buddies in here would actually be liking that, too.
That's the original. I don't know.
No, you know, you don't F with something great Green Acres.
That's true.
Really.
It's true.
I mean, who are we going to get to play the Oliver and
lookalikes. Lookalikes. Richard L. Bear, who directed the original series, is also involved in bringing this back.
And all right, if you'd like me to cast it, I will. I've chosen to cast it for you.
Okay. Go.
All right, in the role of Oliver.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
O'Herlihy.
John O'Herlihy.
John O'Herlihy.
And I would like that lady. O'Herlihy. The lady from the Huffington Post.
Arianna Huffington will be
perfect.
His wife. We've cast it.
Brilliant.
There's no more need to look for anybody else.
Hold on. Is Ebb?
Yes.
Joe Ardinger.
Perfect.
No, I'm sorry. Let's be realistic here. Kid Rock.
All right. Joe is Arnold the Pig.
What the Pope needs with a tractor remains unclear, but the workers at a factory in England made him one anyway.
It's a fine little machine. I like rolling around on it, and I like collecting pictures of kittens.
It features his colors and his coat of arms, and the workers, quote, put special effort into making it.
Did you hear that about His Holiness last week? He likes to collect kittens. He's fond of kittens, and he wears red loafers.
And he loves orange soda.
And he likes orange soda. Yes, Fanta orange soda.
Oh, I read that.
A 20-ounce bottle.
And the red shoes are like designer shoes, aren't
designer
they?
Designer red loafers. They are comfortable on my feet, and they add a splash of color to my otherwise sedate robes.
If you win the lottery, should you tell your wife? That's our story when we continue.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Who are we going to hear from now?
I'm the oldest man in the world.
The home for tolerance. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
New survey says a third of us would give up our spouse or significant other for $2 million. But in Florida, airline mechanic Bruce Baldwin won $600,000 in the lottery. First thing he did was run home and turn off the TV.
There's a lot of guys in this room waiting to jump up and say that they'd offer a lower price.
We're just keeping our mouths shut.
First thing Bruce did was he went home, turned off the television, and disconnected the phone because he didn't want his wife to find out he'd won all that money. But one day she got the mail first and found a postcard congratulating her husband on the purchase of his new home. That's when she hired a lawyer. He points out that the husband spent family money on all kinds of gambling, and once he finally won, he disappeared right after she found out. He's still unreachable. It might surprise you to know the wife he left behind is a former beauty pageant winner and skin cream model. But this case...
Oh, skin cream model.
Yeah, collagen.
Oh, whoa.
This case is not a...
Mommy boobies!
This case is not a first. A Florida woman who won $28 million waited to cash her lottery ticket the day after her divorce was finalized.
Awesome!
Ooh.
Finally, things you don't expect to see. In England, an entire family was grossed out recently when their 10-year-old boy found a tooth in his sausage. All we know so far is that it's from a mammal and that it's a baby tooth.
Ew.
His mom reports the boy will likely never eat another sausage. And in Canada, a couple of neighbors reported that someone had broken into their garages. The police found nothing unusual in the first garage except that a large stuffed dog was missing. In the second garage, they found the perpetrator in a boat, passed out after getting drunk and having his way with the stuffed dog.
Oh, my.
His pants were down, and he'd created a hole in the stuffed animal. So the charge, naturally, breaking and entering.
Oh!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh!
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, baby.
For the big Homovember show. All right, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 And how about you over there, Mayor of New Orleans?
Are you playing this song for Paul McCartney's ex-wife?
All right, Peg, right, right. Yes.
All right. Annie Sprinkle,
turn the light on.
This is the Don and Mike Show.